Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 16, the verses 1 to 12. Matthew 16, 1 to 12. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, "When evening comes, you say, it will be fair weather for the sky is red. And in the morning, today it will be stormy for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah." Jesus then left them and went away. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. "Be careful," Jesus said to them. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves and said, "It is because we didn't bring any bread." Aware of this, of their discussion, Jesus asked, "You of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. My theme for this reflection is beware the yeast. Beware the yeast. So how do we navigate true faith amidst modern distractions? In this season of Lent, our journey invites us to pause and reflect over the many distractions and misleading philosophies that pervade our lives, potentially derailing us from the path of genuine devotion to Jesus Christ. Have you ever stopped to consider the modern distractions or the prevailing yet questionable beliefs that you have unwittingly embraced under the guise of Christianity? These could starkly contrast with your core beliefs in Christ. Reflect on the allure of New Age beliefs, the seductive promises of the prosperity gospel, and the rampant greed it breeds. This greed not only preys on the hopes of the vulnerable, dreaming of quick riches, but also ensnares those deceived into a transactional form of Christianity, believing that offerings to God guarantee material returns. How many find themselves in church with the sole expectation of attaining instant success and material abundance? Matthew 16 presents a critical moment where the Pharisees and Sadducees test Jesus, seeking signs from heaven. Jesus rebukes their lack of spiritual discernment and warns of seeking signs when the most significant sign, akin to Jonah's, is already manifesting. This narrative is a precursor to Jesus cautioning his disciples against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees, the corrupt influence of their teachings and hypocrisy. This yeast, symbolizing the subtle yet pervasive threat to genuine faith, underscores the need for vigilance and discernment to see beyond superficialities. My dear friends, today in a landscape rife with distractions and counterfeit teachings, maintaining the essence of our faith is challenging. The caution against the Pharisees and Sadducees yeast is a call for Christians to scrutinize their beliefs and the influences shaping their faith. It is an invitation to return to authenticity, to a faith lived with integrity and aligned with Jesus' teachings. As we contemplate Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, we are reminded of the importance of looking beyond outward religious practices to the heart of our faith. Counterfeits only exist because of the real. False prophets emerge because the truth of the gospel is powerful and real. Remember, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. There are two questions for reflection. One, what are the modern-day yeasts that threaten to dilute or mislead our faith, and how can we guard against them, especially during the reflective season of Lent? Number two, how can the lessons from Jesus' rebuke of the Pharisees and Sadducees inspire us to cultivate a more authentic and genuine faith, particularly as we meditate on the significance of Jesus' journey to the cross? Gracious God, as we journey through this Lenten season, guide our hearts and minds to discern the truth of your word. Help us to be vigilant against the influences that seek to distort our understanding and expressions of faith. Teach us to embrace the humility and sincerity of Christ, rejecting hypocrisy and superficiality. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.